he was on the edge of things. He knew what was happening, and he was in high school. That made him a standout, you know. And we used to put on a program in order to at least for me to was one way that we used to I did this is to find out where the talent was in high school. So we used to put on a kind of a talent show that we called. We put together kind of a production called it Stage Show, and it was Stage Show of 1956 and Stage Show of 1957. And whenever you put a program on like that, you need somebody who could hold it together and make it move, and that would be a master of ceremonies. And the logical person at that particular time, I think for 2 years, was Roger. And he was articulate, and he was very free with his choice of words, and always good, always tasty. And so when we put on this stage show, we used Roger as an MC, and he was very good. Well, Roger, I think sometimes, and I'm not sure how he explains it, but he kind of gives me credit for giving him the opportunity to do this sort of thing, because he said it helped him along his way to being an articulate kind of a spokesperson person. And from that, he was used for other kinds of class activities and. But Roger was outstanding. One of those outstanding things that I always remember, and I don't think we've ever been able to get a copy of it. The university in the freshman class, all the students had to take rhetoric, as you probably know, and they used to, and each month they'd single out an outstanding paper. And when Roger was a senior in high school, there was a teacher by the name of Mrs. Seward, who was the senior, who had seniors in English and rhetoric, and she prepared the kids who were going on to college to go to with the rhetoric courses that all of them ultimately had to take, and she used to give them all of the students some tough word assignments. They'd have to learn 50 words a week or whatever it was. Definition and meaning, and one of the things that apparently the kids learned to do, the seniors, is whenever a teacher in the classroom or wherever it was would use one of the words, they'd stop doing whatever they were doing and write it down. And so I was in rehearsal the first time, and I couldn't figure out what was happening anyway. And I, for some reason or another, and I can't figure out why I use the word, but it always sticks in my mind with the word deciduous. And I used it, and all of a sudden, a number of students, all seniors, put their horns down and started writing. And I said, "What's happening?" And then they told me about Mrs. Seward and so forth. Well, she was really demanding. And when Roger was and students didn't like her. They respected her, but they didn't like her. But Roger, when Roger was a freshman, he wrote a paper that was selected as the top paper of the month, and he called it "The Tyrant in the Tower." Now, if you drive on Race Street by Urbana High School, and you look at the building, the building is spread out this way, and right in the middle is a tower. And that's where the English class, this is where that English class was. And he wrote a paper called "The Tyrant in the Tower" about Mrs. Seward. And it was a big, big hit. And I remember several years ago, we both of us tried to find it. And I just went every place and we couldn't find it anywhere. And it's too bad because it's a lost item that would really be, a precious item today. And I know he would love to have it. And I don't know what we could do to further pursue that, but anyway, it's not there.
But it just seems like when you talked about him being an MC, never a shy guy, really, really.
No,
outspoken.
It was very assertive, but he was never cocky. Now some people may have misunderstood that, but it's because his responses were so quick, and he developed a reputation, very quickly, what made Roger effective is that he was always thinking and fitting the right phrase or the right statements into the right place. Because sometimes when you get somebody who was an MC, they talk too much, you know, and they would collect their own kind of jokes that maybe were funny to them, but might not be funny to, you know, to a wide range of audience. But anyway,
you talked about with the rhetoric class in some of the kind of debates or discussions you had with them, and remember?
Well, you know, when you go when you're students and of course I was a new, relatively new faculty member at that particular time, and Roger was either getting to be the editor or was associate editor, getting to be editor of the Daily Line, and one of the things that we got into. Rhetoric was a devil of a course for me, and I've always been very sensitive to rhetoric, and Roger was very effective in getting the rhetoric department to make some changes in the department that made it a more effective course, not only for the university but for the students as well. And we used to go over to Trino's and argue about this or argue about that or argue about politics or whatever it was, But he was always fresh, and you always felt good about the conversation you would have with Roger, even when he was a youngster.